السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم، وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, the most beautiful سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, upon his blessed parents, his blessed wives, his blessed children, and all of the blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in this blessed month of Ramadan, we have noticed that each and every one of us has increased our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We notice that all of us have been more punctual in our salah. We have been more conscious of monitoring the timings of the salah, especially Salatul Maghrib and Salatul Fajr, where we have, alhamdulillah, perfected and memorized the timings of these two salah down to the minutes and the seconds. Allah Almighty, through His mercy, has allowed us in this blessed month of Ramadan to recite the Quran al-Kareem more frequently. We are listening to the Quran al-Kareem more frequently. We have increased our zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day. We found ourselves praising, glorifying, and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying subhanallah, saying Alhamdulillah throughout the day. Our rukus, our qiyam, our sujood increased. Our making dua increased during the day as well as during the night at the times of iftar and suhoor. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the question arises, what will happen when this blessed month is over? Very soon this blessed month will leave us. What will happen once this month is over? Nobody is guaranteed another month of Ramadan. This month is about to leave us. What will happen once it's gone? In order for us to clarify what should happen, we need to look again at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which reminds us what was the purpose of the blessed month of Ramadan. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislate this month of Ramadan? Did Allah Almighty legislate this month so that we only worship Him in this month? Of course not. Allah Almighty wills to facilitate the worship, the ibadah of this month, so that we all taste the pleasure. We taste the sweetness, the lazza of having taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the reason in the Holy Quran why fasting has been made obligatory. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we obtain taqwa. So Allah Almighty gave us this month so that we can taste the sweetness of taqwa. So that this month helps us stay focused throughout the rest of the year. The month of Ramadan al-Kareem allows us to increase our taqwa. Allah Almighty, through His infinite mercy, is making it easy for us to obtain taqwa. The doors to hellfire are shut. The shayateen are chained, which allows us to win this battle against the nafs and the shayateen. At this moment, we are winning. But when this month is over, what will happen? The question arises, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is this righteousness to act on the Sharia only 1 month of the year? Does Allah Almighty only deserve to be worshipped in the month of Ramadan? Does He not deserve to be worshipped in our 5 daily salah for the rest of the year? Similarly, we see people who stay away from lying and backbiting and cheating during the month of Ramadan only to go back to the evil ways the very evening the moon is sighted for the month of Shawwal. Now, will we do the same? Will we go right back to the way we were before the month of Ramadan? Or have we actually changed for the better? Will we abandon the recitation of the Quran? Will we abandon the word of Ar-Rahman that you recited so wholeheartedly throughout the blessed month of Ramadan? Will we abandon the commands of Ar-Rahman? Will we abandon the command of Ar-Rahman and follow the ways of the shaitan? Will we leave listening to the Quran al-Kareem and now start listening to music and watching TV and using all the tools of the shaitan? Will we forget all that we learned from this blessed month? Will we forget the favors, the mercy and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will we forget all these in a blink of an eye? Will we run straight back into haram that we worked so hard to stay away from throughout this blessed month of Ramadan? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you change your daily routine. You sacrifice things. You spent an hour in the evening in Tarawih. You made time to get together and make dua at the time of iftar. You spent an hour just in the evening. You spent an hour just in the evening alone. Now we only have to spend about an hour in total for the salah for the whole 24 hours. What are we going to do now? Are we going to think twice? Surely this is not the case. Allah Almighty is worthy of being worshipped all year, the whole of our lives. This is why we have been created, to worship Him. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, don't be a month of Ramadan only Muslim. Don't be a month of Ramadan only Muslim. The ulama-i kiram have said the Rabb of the month of Ramadan is also the Rabb of Sha'ban and the Rabb of Shawwal. Allah Almighty is the Rabb of Zilqa'da and Zilhajj. He is the Rabb of all the months. What this means is the rights, the duties and obligations of the creation towards the Creator, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not change before or after the month of Ramadan. The same salah, the same ibadah, the same taqwa is required throughout the year. So don't be a month of Ramadan only Muslim. The great Sufi Sayyiduna Bishr al-Hafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard from some people that there were people who would only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. When he heard about these people, he said, "Oh, what an evil people they are. What kind of evil person is he who only thinks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan?" Allah Almighty grants blessing throughout the month of Ramadan. Allah Almighty grants life, He grants health, He grants wealth, and He grants your sustenance, and He grants you safety and shifa. All that you have, all that you have, you get throughout the year. So why only thank Him during 1 month? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, very soon this month is about to leave us. The most important question that we all need to ask ourselves is that this blessed month is about to come to an end. But will our actions, our ibadah, our recitations, our taqwa, will all these also come to an end? Let us make this month help us to make a renewed commitment to Islam, where we renew our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we promise in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will change our way of life for the better. Oh Allah, we will change for the better. We will change our priorities, oh Allah. We will put your pristine Sharia, which you have chosen for us, we will put the Sharia first in all our affairs, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we will change. Oh Allah, we will love those who love you. We will love those who love the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we will endeavor and strive to become close to those who are beloved in your court and beloved in the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we promise at the same time when we strive to become close to your beloveds, we promise that we will hate. We will hate from the bottom of our hearts and avoid all those who are the enemies of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who are the enemies of the awliya, your friends, and those who are your enemies, O Allah. We will act in accordance to the Sharia. We will stick to the akabirin of the Ahl al-Sunnah, which in today's day and age is known as Maslak-e-Ala Hazrat Azimul Barakat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We will avoid the bad mazhabs. We will avoid the Wahhabis, the Salafis, the Tablighis, the Diabandis, the Shias, and the Sulakullis, like we avoid someone who has the coronavirus. We will avoid these evil creatures. We will keep ourselves and our children away from these hakiki diseased creatures, and we will keep them well away from us. It is a farewell to the blessed month of Ramadan. It is a farewell to the mercies and bounties of this blessed month. May this month act as a positive change for us for the months and years ahead. May Allah Almighty accept all our worship throughout this month. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alaina illa al balagul mubeen.